I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the country on which you are listening and learning from today, and especially acknowledge the people of the Kulin Nations from the land on which I'm coming to you, and I pay my respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander elders, both past and present.
Good plan, good plan. Who thought of this one?
Time in the history of the AFL.
In from the side, Houghton. She was surrounded by blue jumpers.
Groundbreakers, history makers.
You're listening to the Outer Sanctum podcast, and I'm Shelley Ware, and I have the privilege of talking to Richmond Football Club's AFLW player Tessa Levy today. Welcome, Tessa.
Welcome. Thank you, Shelley. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, that's quite a title, Tessa, but you still got a bit of a, hang on, wait, there's a bit more about this person. We could also add you're an Australian Open, World Championship silver medalist, Commonwealth Games gold medal winner, and two-time Olympian in Tokyo and Rio. But also, hang on just a little minute more, currently playing basketball for Bendigo Spirit, currently happening now in this season, as well as AFLW for Richmond. Take a breath and take a bow, Tessa.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you sort of lay it out like that. But yeah, I feel like I'm in a really lucky situation, and I've got two great clubs that have been really supportive throughout these two seasons, I guess you could say. So yeah, I feel really fortunate to be able to do what I do, and I love it.
You're certainly blessed. I want you to walk through all of our listeners here at the Outer Sanctum what your last week looked like.
Okay, so last week was a big weekend for me, actually. It started actually on Thursday, I believe. No, maybe even Wednesday midweek. Yeah, I traveled to Townsville. So we flew out to Townsville with the Bendigo Spirit and then played the Thursday night, sorry. I got myself confused. There's so much going on. Yeah, played Thursday night, got a win against Townsville Fire. I traveled back early Friday morning and landed in Melbourne about 10:35. The girls were sort of waiting for me at the airport to get on another flight, flew across to Perth at 1 o'clock. And then, yeah, we did captain's run when we got to Perth. And then on Saturday, we played against the West Coast Eagles and got the win there too. Got the red eye back and landed back in Melbourne Sunday morning at, I think, 2:30 in the morning. So, yeah, big weekend.
So not just what we saw Thursday night to Saturday playing the game. It started on Wednesday, ends on Sunday. That's huge. You must have been exhausted. So playing two sports at an elite level at the same time, why both and not just one?
I just saw an opportunity to show girls growing up that if you really want to put your mind to something, that it can be done. I think that's huge. And for any little girl looking up, and, you know, I think that's key, that anything is really possible these days. If you want to make it happen, you can make it happen. But I've obviously had a lot of work done behind the scenes, and a lot of early conversations have been had with both clubs. So I think that's key as well.
Yeah, communication is certainly huge, and desire. And I love that it's a passion for the little people. Literally, girl after my own heart, love it. So let's talk Richmond and your football career first. What do you love about playing football?
What do I love about it? It's obviously totally different to basketball. And there's a lot bigger space, and I really enjoy running. I love to get out on the wing and be able to create space for my teammates. And then the camaraderie off the field, I think, is huge for me. Richmond's been really welcoming. They really can't have done any more for me than they already have. And I feel very lucky to be involved at the Richmond Football Club.
Well, you did kick your first AFLW goal for Richmond, and going by the celebration, you absolutely loved it.
Yeah, that was really fun. A few of the girls and I had been joking around that, you know, what are you going to do when you kick your goal, your first goal? And I honestly was like, oh, I don't know, like I've got a couple of things in my mind. And then I sort of just went for it. But yeah, I was really pumped for that moment, and the girls got around me, so that was fun.
Now, your team look like you have a really special connection, and it was especially highlighted in that moment, but also throughout the season. You seem to be having a lot of fun out there, even more than you did last year. Did you work on anything as a team over the off-season on cohesiveness?
It's been a lot of work, I think, just over the past two seasons. We always try to focus on that connectivity. We have a bit of story time when we're in at the club. The girls often get up and share their stories and their background. And I think that gives us an opportunity to start conversations, create new conversations just to understand their background. Yeah, so it's really cool. I think the club does a really great job with that connectivity within the group. So you definitely feel the love when you're there. You always wonder where they're going to go with their story. So yeah, last two seasons have been really great. And it's just nice to meet new people and understand their stories and what they've done in the past and what their goals, I guess, are in the future too. It's really cool.
Yeah, you can see that it's actually working. That was Tess from Outer Sanctum really wanted to know that. She's a massive fan and supporter. So she was really interested in that. So I love your answer. It really shows. And I think that is really working. I think it's something that maybe other clubs could pick up and do. You know, sharing in each other's stories is just so important. Affectionately called a cross-coder, playing both football and basketball at an elite level, mind you. What skills and mindset have you brought from basketball to football?
I think basketball's been a great advocate for me. I think, you know, I went through to the AIS program when I was 16, 17, 18, and it really set the standards for myself and making sure I have that level of professionalism, being able to do recovery, get your massage in, eating the right foods, understanding what to eat. I think too, that was really huge for me at that age. I just didn't know. So basketball really has set me up to be able to be successful in this environment where it is so high pressure. I do have little time, so I have to prepare really well for every weekend. Yeah, and I think going into an AFLW program, I can relay that onto the younger girls. I think that's super important to share that, because then that's only going to make your program stronger. And we have a great program at Richmond, and we really push those values, that professionalism. So yeah, I try and bring a little bit of that and obviously a little bit of fun out there too. You're always going to play well when you have fun. So that's the key.
So tell us about how your team Bendigo Spirit are going this season.
Bendigo is going really well. We started off with a really big win against the Boomers. And then we had, I think, a little streak where we weren't going so well, but we've won two in a row now. But our group is a really young group, but I think we've been taking the right steps these last two games. So I'm really excited to see what we can do. Yeah, I think we've got a great group, a lot of energy, a lot of athleticism. We want to play quick. So it's really exciting and it's really fun to play with this group.
How long is the basketball season compared to the AFLW season? And have you had any sort of similar hassles with the changes due to COVID?
How long? So it pretty much directly runs exactly the same, I think. But we start a little bit earlier with WNBL and then we're going to finish maybe, I think, 2 weeks later than footy season. So it's been very challenging, as you said, with the COVID added extras in there, because the schedule is constantly changing. And I'm trying to be really proactive in letting both clubs know where I'm at, what I'm going to be doing this week, so on. Yeah, COVID threw a spanner in the works. It's really testing my skills. It's been really good. I think after this season, I'll be able to do plenty off the court as well, off the field, which would be good just because I've had to do it this season.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Chelsea Roffey. You're listening to The Outer Sanctum.
The shortened gap between the Olympics and the Commonwealth. Little frogs joined us.
So yes, welcome.
Yeah, welcome, little frog. Welcome. With the shortened gap between the Olympics and the Commonwealth Games, are you heading to the next Games too? Will we see you there?
I'm not sure. I've got a lot to think about over the next few months, and I've really just been focusing on trying to get through this WNBL and AFLW season as best I can. Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, well, fingers crossed, that would be wonderful to see. What would be one thing that you would like to change about AFLW or women's sport in general at the moment?
I had a good conversation just yesterday with some guys on a podcast, Josh Jenkins and Patrick Dangerfield. And I think the biggest thing for me would be that equal opportunity between men's and women's sport, and just the start with the investment into women's sport. I think that, you know, we play a brand of football and we play a brand of basketball that is really fun. And I think we just need that opportunity to almost become fully professional and dig our heels in and really show everyone what we have to offer.
And what were their thoughts on that when you said that? Did they agree?
Yeah, they definitely agreed. They asked me a few questions and I was like, well, we've always got to play all year round just so we can sort of make ends meet. And the thought of an off season would be really nice to be able to get our bodies right. But some of us just don't have that opportunity. So you're constantly just playing all year round. So yeah, the thought of being able to put it in just in one season and being able to get our minds, bodies right for the off season and going to the season fresh would be really nice.
Be wonderful. What would be your ideal time of year to play that one season?
I don't know, to be honest. That's a good question. I obviously love summer and I love playing outside. I think in the summertime, I think winter would be too hard to warm up for me.
Me too.
My old body. I need a few hours to warm up, I reckon.
Me too. And I wouldn't like those icy mornings to start. I sometimes wonder how my son does it out there playing football, and you can see the ice on top of the ground. I'm like, that a miss, thanks. I think I'd prefer
thanks.
So summer for you, that's your vote. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, Lucy Race was really interested in how you're playing a regional sport and you're also playing a sport in the city. So the two sports that you actually do play, apart from being very different and also very popular, one you play regionally and one you play in the city, as I said. Can you tell us about the role of sport in regional areas compared to cities? Is there a big difference?
I think within a regional community, I think sport plays a really big part, bringing the community together. And I spoke about just being able to have someone to look up to. So the fact that we're out here in regional Victoria and the kids have the opportunity to come along and watch athletes of our caliber, it's just really impressive. And I hope that they think that they'd be able to make it too, and they definitely can. And I think that's the biggest difference I sort of see compared to being in the city and playing in the city. And definitely being regional, you get to know the fans, you get to know the people coming along. So you create the connection that way, which is really nice.
It's really special, that connection. And it really makes you want to play for them as well. Like you feel it together, that connection.
Yeah, regional. Definitely. Yeah.
What do you think some of the advantages and disadvantages are with both?
Not that they're close together. I have to do a few Ks to get to one or the other.
Good point.
I think they both are really great either way you look at it. You know, basketball has great opportunities. You get to represent your country, you get to travel overseas, you get to see the world. I've been very lucky and fortunate to be able to do that. And then with footy, you know, the marketing, the way you see the girls out there all the time is just so incredible. Just to be able to have a little girl or boy look up and see an AFLW player on a poster or something is really nice. So yeah, I think they both have their pros and cons equally, and I'm lucky to be a part of both and see both sides.
You sure are. So let's change the subject a little bit. It's Indigenous Round this week. So I have the privilege of actually emceeing the launch of the Richmond Football Club's wrap and jumper launch this Saturday at the club. Can you tell us a little bit about the jumper and the story behind it?
So each year we get the artists to come in and share their story, and this year it's a young girl, Shani Mitchell, and she's part of the KGI program at Richmond. And it's really exciting for our group because it's actually the first year that we've actually hosted Indigenous Round. So we're really proud and feel really privileged to be able to do that. And Shani's done a great job with our jersey. We've actually kept the same dash from our first win, because we actually got our first win in this Indigenous jumper. So I really enjoy the fact that with AFLW, we get to learn all about their stories and where the jumper comes from. I feel really privileged to be able to do that within the AFLW.
Yeah, it would have been nice. She would have come and talked to you about the story, I imagine, and had that connection to the jumper. Why is it important to you personally to wear it?
For me personally, I think it's huge because we get to represent our culture, our First Nations people. You know, we're so lucky to live in this beautiful country, and I feel very connected to the country as well. I'm from Outback Australia, I guess you could say, up in the Mallee where it's nice and hot and there's some red dirt. So I think that everyone sort of connects that way. And I always take so much pride in wearing that jersey out there. And when we got our first win in Geelong wearing it, it was extra, extra special.
I love that you said that connection to our culture, that you feel connected to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture is yours. I love that.
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, and we all should, because I feel so lucky to be here and in this country, and we need to pay our respects because, you know, that's where we've come from. And yeah, I really feel lucky to be able to wear a jersey like that.
Well, you have made my day, Tessa.
Good.
It is beautiful to hear you speak about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture as part of who you are as an Australian. So thank you. And yeah, you've made me feel really proud and really happy about that. So made my day. And I hope
it's all you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. So any advice before you go for these beautiful young people that are watching you shine?
Any advice? I think always have fun. And if you believe that you can do it, no matter how many people should tell you that you can't, you believe you can. I think that's the biggest thing. Believe and have fun. That's the key. And that's the way I sort of try and live my life. So yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tessa. It has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks for taking the time out of what is a ridiculously busy schedule for the Outer Sanctum podcast. We feel very, very blessed to hear your story on here. So thank you.
No, thank you very much, Shelley, for having me. And yeah, it's been really nice to be able to chat today.
You take care. And good luck to the Tigers. Go Tigers. And now we have to say go Bendigo Spirit.
Yes, go Tigers. Go the Spirit.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.